OK， 我们要辨析几个词汇。 Advantage 表示胜过对方的有利条件，有占优势，占上风的意思。诸如这个动词短语 Have advantage over somebody， Have advantage over somebody 表示胜过某人，比某人有优势。 Interest 它着重涉及个人的利益好处。 OK， So It's to your interest to give up smoking. It's to your interest to give up smoking. 把烟戒掉对你个人有好处。 Benefit 通过正当手段谋求的好处。 For example, Doing exercise will benefit us a lot. Profit 金钱上的获利。 Good 带个人或集体的利益。OK, next, lodge. Lodge means make a statement. 这里的 lodge 非常正式，强调相当于 make a statement officially. 我们可以替换成 make, 但是它比 make 要正式多。So, 提出抱怨 make complaint, 或者表达为正式的提出抱怨 lodge complaint. OK, now let's study the text. The Western Heaven Express 开往温斯特海湾的快车。 We have learned to expect that trains will be punctual. Please recite the first sentence. 请同学们把第一句话要背熟。掌握这个句子的主干。 We've learned to expect that. 我们已经习惯于什么呢？习惯于去期待 trains will be punctual. 火车总是准点的。所以同学们如果想表达我们习惯于期待什么，常用的句式结构 have learned to expect， 我们已经习惯于相信期待我们的朋友总是会在危急的时刻帮助我们的。 We have learned to expect that our friends will be helpful in need of trouble or in need of danger. Got itAfter years of conditioning, 介词 of 后面用到动名词形式。经过多年的适应， most of us have developed unshakable faith in railway timetables. You know, the second sentence is also important. 第二句话也是相当重要的， so learn it by heart. 全句要背得很熟练。特别是要掌握 develop an unshakable faith in something， 对于什么形成了一种不可动摇的信念。经过多年的适应，大多数人对于火车时表产生了不可动摇的信念。 Now please translate my sentence. Don't refer to your text. 不要参看课文翻译我的语句。我们已经习惯于期待父母总是能干的。经过多年的适应，我们可以说几乎每一个人都已经养成了不可动摇的信念。 We have learned to expectThat parents are quite able. After years of conditioning, all of us have developed such an unshakable faith. Okay, next. 我们当中大多数人都对老师养成了坚定不可动摇的信念。Most of us have developed unshakable faith in our teacher. Now let's go on. Ships may be delayed by storms.Flights may be cancelled because of bad weather, but trains must be on time. 通过对比来说明强调火车这种准时性。注意平行句子结构。Ships may be delayed, flights may be cancelled. 到底轮船可能因为风暴而被耽搁。航班可能因为天气恶劣而被取消。But trains must be on time.然而火车必须是准时准点的。这里的 on time 替换掉了上文的 punctual， 各位要注意同义词的运用。 Only an exceptionally heavy snowfall might temporarily dislocate railway services. Now recite the sentence. 把第五行的这个语句务必要背熟。 Exceptionally, unusually, uncommonly。 那么这里的 exceptionally 显然强调含义不同寻常的、特别的，用来加进语气。只有那种特别大的暴风雪有可能暂时打乱铁路计划。Dislocate railway service. Let's say, put railway service out of order. Understand me? Put put railway service out of order. It is all too easy to blame the railway authorities when something does go wrong. When something does go wrong,
当事情出现差错的时候，我们总是去责备铁路当局。那么请同学们注意这里的重点句子结构。
All too easy to blame the railway authorities.
在前面的表达方式当中我们已经有所提及。
To 句型派什么而不呢？
但如果 to 之前出现了 all,
only, but, not
这几个表达方式的时候，不定式 to 具有肯定的意义。
所以呢咯，
他太急于要回家了。He was but too eager to get home.
Next, 活到老学到老。One is never too old to learn.
我相当的开心，想要找个人说说话。
I'm all too glad, 或者 I'm only too glad, or I'm but too glad,
可以替换。
To have someone to speak to.
In fact, they are more likely to be ours than theirs. Ours and theirs is in fact our mistakes than their mistakes. 这里的 ours 和 theirs 都分别代表错误 ,OK? 然而极有可能是我们所犯下的错误而不是铁路当局的。注意在这个最后语句当中 ,they are more likely to be ours than theirs. 我们采用了句式结构 ,be likely to do.
Be likely to do,
有可能。
To, 不定式 to,
for example. 他明天晚上可能会来。
He's likely to arrive tomorrow evening.
你有可能会成功如果你努力的话。
You are likely to get success if you work hard.
那么这里我要讲另一个问题。Likely, 表示有可能的。它的基本句型有二。
First, you know,
be likely to do.
Second,
it is likely that.
For example,
他即使赶到这里是有可能的。
It is likely that he arrived here in time. It is likely that he arrived here in time.
What's the difference between likely and probable?那么 likely 和 probable 有什么区别呢？ probable 与 likely 意思相通，但是它不能与 to 不定式形式搭配连用。我们可以表达 it is probable that,
got it?
For example, 它有可能及时到达这里。我们可以表达为 it is likely that he'll arrive here in time, or it is probable that he'll arrive here in time.那么都表达的是可能性。那么二者又与 possible 有什么区别呢？在实际的使用当中 probable 表达的可能性要比 possible 所表达的可能性更大。在意义上 probable 与 likely 基本相同。OK。而 possible 表示一件事情可能发生也可能不会发生。一定要注意在句子结构上我们所采用句式形式 possible 与 probable 相同。So,
it is possible that, it is probable that.
Now translate a sentence. 他可能会跟你谈一谈。
It is possible that he will speak to you. It is possible that he will speak to you. Or, it is probable that he will speak to you.
但是如果用 probable 与 possible 的可能性要大得多。Now translate a sentence. 在一个小时之内完成这项工作是可能的。强调可能性，而这种可能性并没有予以很强烈的这种味道。所以我们最好采用 possible.
It is possible for us to finish the work in an hour.